Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the House of Representatives is right in the middle of finalizing its vote. It will be a vote to impeach President Donald John Trump for the second time. Why are they doing this at the moment? And what happens next? Mitch McConnell just issued a statement. And it's very important because with the House vote today to impeach the president, it goes over to the Senate. And the big question is, will they take up the issue before President Trump leaves office? He is already committed to leaving office now. He has not publicly said that Joe Biden is going to be our next president. He hasn't even mentioned Biden's name. His statement today seems to leave the door open for peaceful demonstrations in Washington and in various state capitals. The president said in his statement, "In light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind. This is not what I stand for, and it is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. Thank you." Okay, that's very good as far as it goes. The real need at this point is to affirm the peaceful transfer of power. His vice president, Mike Pence, is doing that. Mike Pence had another outstanding statement last night that he made. This in response to a congressional resolution asking him and members of the cabinet who are dropping like flies. They're resigning and leaving, and it is the last few hours of the Trump administration. You think, oh, no, it's the last few days. No, it's the last few hours, really. You can do the math. The new president will be taking power about 160 hours from now, a little bit less than that. So if you want to count down the hours, you can imagine, was there going to be some kind of new big clock on Times Square to represent the traditional New Year's clock where they kick down the seconds to the end of the Trump administration? Well, not if they actually continue along this path of forcing the Senate of the United States to take up an impeachment resolution. So why are they doing this? There are two reasons that you hear, and you heard that, those reasons spoken again and again and again by Democrats who are explaining. And by the way, good for the running of the House. The entire debate ran relatively smoothly. No one really tried to stretch out his time or her time. And that went ahead, but people did tend to be very repetitive in their arguments on both sides. And the big argument for the Democrats is, number one, we have to send a very clear message that what President Trump did is unacceptable. And number two, we have to make it impossible for him to ever run for office again. And that sounds like that's a big hill to climb. Well, not entirely, because in the Constitution, if they successfully have a conviction on the charges on which he's being impeached, then they can have an additional vote, which most people think only requires a majority vote. But if they have the two-thirds vote to actually convict him on the impeachment charges, he will be barred under the Constitution of the United States from ever holding another public office, which means ever running for another public office. But here's the point, and I made this point yesterday, and I think it's enormously important, and nobody has picked this up yet, but they will, because it's kind of obvious that if they go ahead and pass impeachment, pass some kind of legislative attempt to bar Trump from becoming a candidate in 2024, it makes it more likely that he will actually run again in 2024. And makes it more likely that he will focus that entire campaign on the idea to cripple his potential candidacy before it even began. And is there something about, look, and this is one of those areas where any sane person, it seems to me, has to be torn. Would it be a good for the country? Would it be good for the Republican Party for Trump to run again in 2024? Are you kidding? That could not be a more divisive move. The idea that you would have a big chunk of the Republican Party. Right now, President Trump, the most recent poll on Quinnipiac, he still has 33% approval rating. I mean, after last week, 33% of Americans still think he's doing a good job? Yeah. Now, that's a lot of loyal supporters. And those loyal supporters could make it possible for him to be a very formidable, serious candidate for a Republican nomination in 2024. He could also run a third party campaign, which is the worst nightmare for all Republicans. I think that, frankly, if Trump ran as a third party candidate in 2024, I don't think he'd win, but I think he'd finish second. Yeah, and so who would finish in last place? Irrelevancy, in other words? Probably the Republican nominee. Whoever that happens to be. And yes, it still very well could be Mike Pence. Look, it would be wonderful if in some ordinary means that Trump took himself out of the running. I mean, I think the best thing that could possibly happen for the country, and I was thinking about this a great deal last night, would be if President Trump would step up and really step up and give what other presidents have given, what Washington presented, what Eisenhower presented, what Reagan presented, a farewell speech. And a farewell speech not where he claimed that, oh, I won in a big landslide, not where he goes back and claims again that I actually won the popular votes in the year 2016, except they were cheated from me. Now forget that. Forget all of that. Talk about what you're proudest of. Talk like a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. The idea is that after all of this, and after double impeachment and all of the disasters of the Trump administration, is it ridiculous that he should get the Nobel Peace Prize for the Abraham Accords, which have actually, no, they have not brought peace and security to the entire Middle East, but they've made a big step in that direction. And fine, let President Trump say farewell and indicate that he will not again run for public office, because he knows that for the future, the America First agenda that he champions can be put forward by other people, and he'll continue supporting that agenda and presumably supporting those other people. But one of the sicknesses in this country that I pray that we can move beyond and as soon as possible, and it's the main reason that I oppose impeachment, is it's an illness in this country that the one most divisive issue, the one thing that people argue about and feel most passionately about, is either loving Trump or hating his guts with a passion. There are very, very few middle grounds on that. And it's not all about Trump. It's about the country. And it's about healing the country. How do Democrats actually think they are going to help to heal the country, to begin this process of reconciliation that Joe Biden has talked about so eloquently, that he's actually emphasized? They have not yet finished with the voting. There are 7 Republicans so far who have voted to join the Democrats in supporting impeachment. We will tell you who they are when that becomes known. It does appear that the vote is nearly complete. The vote very strongly expected to be right now. It is 181 voting yes, 173 voting no, and 72 who have not yet voted. We will bring you the very latest on the votes. What happens next? What proof do I have? And I'll share that with you about what the Democrats really want. And what about the potential of other riots? We'll talk about much more coming back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The floor of the House of Representatives, they're milling around. They are still counting the votes. There's still 41 members who haven't voted. But the vote is decisively for impeachment. 207 yay. They need 218 to carry. 186 nay. So it's a margin of 21 votes. There are now 9 Republicans. and which is on the high end of, I think, what was expected. I had mentioned when the show began that the expectation was 5 to 10 Republicans voting to impeach the president, his second round of impeachment. There are 9 so far. Oh, they have not yet identified who they are. Some of them, well, we know because they made their statements on the House floor. Now it's only 39. They now have 208 yay votes. It's only 39 who are not voting. So we're getting very close to a final vote, and we will bring you up to date on that. I did mention that I wanted to prove what this impeachment was really all about. And the impeachment is really all about making sure that Trump does not continue to roil our politics. Because as long as there's a possibility of him running for president again in 2024, the press is going to love it. And they'll follow him everywhere, and he'll stage rallies, and he will be the center of attention, which he loves. And frankly, it'll do wonders, as Trump always does, for the ratings of CNN. Yes, and MSNBC. CNN has done better against Fox News during this last period of the Trump administration, with Trump being angry at Fox. But in any event, Trump is by far the... And partially because he does produce such divided emotions, either loathing and contempt and resentment, or adulation and wonderment and just a feeling, a fellow feeling, is he's our guy, he's on our side, etc. Well, the end of the impeachment article that is about to be adopted, they now have 212 votes. They need 6 more. They're 31. They now have 217. You're getting a faster count than I am. 214, I'm seeing, and we're about to hit bingo. And then do we have a little jackpot when they hit 215? They need 3 more. And they're coming in. There are 11 Republicans who haven't voted. There are 9 Republicans voting yes to impeach. We will keep an eye on that. But the last clause in this entire article of impeachment, it says, "Wherefore, Donald John Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution, if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law." And then finally it says, "Donald John Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States." It's now about past the 218. There are 224 yay votes, with 10 Republicans voting with the Democrats. So I guess you count this as a big win for the Democrats, but it isn't really. It's actually a loss for the country, because yesterday we had the all-time record. We had 4,320 people. 4,320 people, more people than died in the Iraq War or the Afghan War, who died in one day of COVID-19. And you remember when they were setting records with 2,000 people dying a day, which is horrifying enough. But this is 4,320 people in one day. That's more by far than the people who died on the day of September 11th, more than people who died at Pearl Harbor. And I know, it's gradual, it's built up, but it's still one day's toll, and we are approaching 400,000 dead Americans. And the whole delivery of vaccines has been messed up and needs to be cleaned up and improved. We obviously need to do something about helping to rescue the economy. And there are things that are better to talk about than Donald Trump. I honestly. And the desire to argue about him, I think, has to be contained. And it can only be contained by, at least to some extent, going up the middle. And I think that's what Kevin McCarthy tried to do. I was very struck. He's not the greatest orator in the world, but he spoke exceptionally well. And it was a very well-prepared, well-thought-out speech that Kevin McCarthy delivered. And at the very beginning of his speech, this is clip 1A, Jeremy, the House Republican leader who is opposed to impeachment and voted against impeachment said this. Listen.
Make no mistake, those who are responsible for Wednesday's chaos will be brought to justice. Which brings me to today's debate. I believe impeaching the president in such a short time frame would be a mistake. No investigations have been completed. No hearings have been held. What's more, the Senate has confirmed that no trial will begin until after President-elect Biden is sworn in. But here is what a vote to impeach would do. A vote to impeach would further divide this nation. A vote to impeach will further fan the flames of partisan division. Most Americans want neither inaction nor retribution. They want durable, bipartisan justice. That path is still available, but is not the path we are on today.
Okay, and then he goes on and says this, and it's enormously, enormously important. A 1B, please.
That doesn't mean the president is free from fault. The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action of President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility. Quell the brewing unrest. And ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
Okay, that is just so important, and it was different from what most other Republicans said. In other words, opposing impeachment, it seems to me, is the right vote, but only with the recognition that the leader of the Republicans in the House, Kevin McCarthy, provided that, yes, the president does bear responsibility for the attack last week. To pretend that he doesn't or to answer, oh, well, what about Democrats who defended the BLM riots? The whataboutism, we'll give you some examples of it and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is trying to prevent any further violence like what happened at the Capitol last week. The White House releasing a statement from the president that reads, "In light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind." The president calling on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. The House Minority Leader believes President Trump bears responsibility for Wednesday's riot at the Capitol.
These facts require immediate action by President Trump. accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
Republican Kevin McCarthy saying the president should have immediately denounced the mob, but he is still not voting to impeach the president. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, we're still trying to find the names of all of the 10 now Republicans who voted to impeach the president. They were led by the number 3 Republican, the head of the Republican conference, Liz Cheney, the daughter of the vice president. She voted to impeach. So did John Katko of New York. He actually announced his willingness to impeach the president a while ago. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who's been very outspoken, Fred Upton of Michigan, voted to impeach, and 2 of the 3 Republicans from the state of Washington voted to impeach the president. Representative Jamie Herrera Butler of Vancouver, Washington, and Dan Newhouse of Tri-Cities area. And both spoke very well, explaining why they were surprising some of their colleagues, adding to this total of 10 Republican votes to impeach President Trump. Kevin McCarthy trying to hold the conference together, his caucus together, and trying to hold the Republican Party together, and I think to make up for something that he did that was a terrible mistake. And it was a terrible mistake, and it has led to a number of people calling for him to be replaced as the Republican leader. And there are some folks who would like to see him replaced by Liz Cheney. I don't think that will happen after the deft way that Leader McCarthy ended up handling this situation of impeachment. But the points that he made brought him back to the mainstream after the terrible mistake he made voting to accept the challenges to Arizona and to Pennsylvania. Those are the only 2 states they actually voted on in the House of Representatives, along with 140 almost members of the Republican caucus. In other words, a majority of Republicans voted to disregard the electoral votes of Arizona and they voted to disregard the electoral votes of Pennsylvania. That would have still left Joe Biden president of the United States, but it would have taken away the electoral votes of those states. And this is something that people need to understand, is what they were voting for was not a process that would have allowed anyone, any authority, to switch the votes from Biden to Trump. All they could do is to not count the votes from a given state. And the idea that Kevin McCarthy voted for that, along with a majority of his House colleagues, it's a shame. And frankly, it's an extremely difficult thing to try to explain to people who are going to be angry about it when you go back and talk to them. But Kevin McCarthy did acknowledge this, and I want to go back to clip 1B, Jeremy, and then go on to a second important point that Kevin McCarthy made in his speech this morning. Here is the House Republican leader speaking on the floor before the historic impeachment vote this morning, this afternoon, Washington time. Here's Kevin McCarthy.
That doesn't mean the president is free from fault. The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
And then he said this, and it's also very important, and I think it's important that every single Republican everywhere echo these sentiments. This is clip two.
Some say the riots were caused by Antifa. There is absolutely no evidence of that. And conservatives should be the first to say so. Conservatives also know that the only thing that stops mob violence is to meet it with force rooted in justice and backed by moral courage. And last week we saw mob violence met by courage, sacrifice, and heroism from the brave men and women who protect this institution every day. But for the bravery of the Capitol Police, the destruction and loss could have been much greater. We owe them a tremendous debt of gratitude. The loss of Officer Brian Sednick and Officer Howard Lindegood is tragic and heartbreaking. We mourn their loss, remember their lives, and continue to pray for their families and loved ones.
And that, again, is very important because you still hear, I still get emails about this. These weren't really Trump demonstrators. Actually, one of the Republicans who spoke up on the House floor voting against impeachment today had said, well, why haven't we had hearings? We should have hearings, and we should call some of the people who've been arrested for demonstrators and ask them if they were inspired by the president. Or if they were responding to the president. Again, they've now arrested hundreds of people in various states and cities and municipalities all over the country. And there's even a case of somebody in Georgia whose last name is Georgia, who was arrested and has committed suicide. It's a tragic thing. But all of these people have long backgrounds of support for President Trump. They are not Antifa. There isn't a single, not even one, of all the people who have been arrested or detained who is anything other than what you would expect, which is someone who is coming to, quote, stop the steal, someone who is coming to oppose a peaceful and what was a decisive election in behalf of the president-elect Joe Biden, who at this time next week will be president of the United States. And in fact, that was the point that McCarthy concluded with. Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, cut three.
What we saw last week was not the American way. Neither is the continued rhetoric that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. Let's be clear. Joe Biden will be sworn in as president of the United States in 1 week because he won the election. And the presidency in this Congress will face immediate challenges that must be addressed. I stand ready to assist in that effort with good faith, goodwill, and an open hand. The United States remains exceptional. We remain extraordinary. In the coming weeks and months, we must work together, all of us, to recharge the light of our shining city on the hill.
Okay, that's all excellent and good for Leader McCarthy. 2 days after the presidential election, November 5th, he told Fox News, quote, President Trump won this election, so everyone who's listening, do not be quiet. We cannot allow this to happen before our very eyes. It's a very, very important thing that Kevin McCarthy has moved away from that. And one could say, I'm sure if we were to ask Leader McCarthy, and I hope he will come back on the show as he's been on several times, that he would say, well, okay, with court cases all around the country and the evidence all coming in, the fears that people had about election manipulation have just not been true. But that's important. And that is one thing that we should take out of this impeachment matter. When we come back, I want to take a little bit of a look at some of the arguments on the other side that were less effective than others, and some of the real agony that I think people of conscience, both Republican and Democratic, and yes, there are some Democrats who are people of conscience. They're not all scoundrels and rascals and socialists and Marxists and evildoers. But some of the agonies that people went through in making up their minds. Some more from the House debate that was resolved by a vote of 231 to 197, with 5 not voting, 10 Republicans voting to impeach the president. More coming up.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year's subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, we now have the complete list of the 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. As mentioned before, they were led by Representative Liz Cheney, the only representative of Wyoming in the House of Representatives. And by the way, the fact that Wyoming only has one representative, that's true for Montana, though Montana is going to be getting an extra seat. It's true for Vermont. It's true for South Dakota and North Dakota. It's true for a whole bunch of states, not just Wyoming, that they only have one representative. It's true for Alaska, which in terms of land area is our biggest state. And Don Young has been, basically has been the House member from Alaska since the earth cooled. Maybe it cooled in Alaska before the rest of the world. In any event, Liz Cheney voted no. Voted yes on impeachment, voted to impeach. John Katko of New York was the first Republican to publicly announce he had backed the impeachment proceedings. He had said that if the president were not held accountable, it would be a direct threat to the future of our democracy. This is the one of the two arguments that makes some sense, which is, though there are other ways to achieve the same thing that are not as divisive or difficult as impeachment. The two arguments being, well, he should be disabled from roiling our politics in the future. He should be banned from future public office. And the other point is that there needs to be an example set for future presidents so nobody will do the same thing. Fred Upton of Michigan, who is, I think, well-known, perhaps, because he's the uncle of Kate Upton. Yeah, that Kate Upton, the swimsuit model. But he issued a statement saying he would vote to impeach right after Trump expressed no regret for what happened at the Capitol. He has still not acknowledged that anything that he said in that crazy speech, including saying that if Mike Pence has courage, if he makes the decision, then I win the election. That was never true. And it's one of those things that may have had consequences, just as he was discharging the people who march up Pennsylvania Avenue. Representative Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington State issued a statement saying the president's offenses, in my reading of the Constitution, were impeachable based on the indisputable evidence we already have. And then Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington announced he was backing impeachment, attacking his party's core argument that the process was being rushed. I will not use process as an excuse, he said during impeachment debate. And he also offered a mea culpa, chiding himself and other Republicans for not speaking out sooner against the president. And courageous and right, it seems to me, of Representative Newhouse of the state of Washington. Another Michigan representative joining Fred Upton was Representative Peter Mayer, who said that Mr. Trump had betrayed his oath of office by seeking to undermine our constitutional process, and he bears responsibility for inciting the insurrection we suffered last week. Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio said that Mike Pence and lawmakers in the House and Senate had their lives put in great danger as a result of the president's actions, adding, when I consider the full scope of events leading up to January 6th, including the president's lack of response as the United States Capitol was under attack, I am compelled to support impeachment. And then Representatives Tom Rice of South Carolina, another Republican, and David Valadeo of California also voted for impeachment. Those are the 10 Republican representatives who voted to impeach. Of course, the bulk of the Republican votes were on the other side. And one of the most, I think, over-the-top arguments and less effective arguments for voting on the other side came predictably from Matt Gaetz of Florida. He spoke, and instead of talking about why the Republican did not deserve criticism, what he talked about was how the left did. And by the way, he's right, certainly. The left deserves all kinds of criticism all the time. But that's not the issue at the moment. Matt Gaetz, in a very heartfelt speech, tried to make it the issue. This is clip 5.
I denounce political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing. Or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Fire, there will be order in the house.
I yield back.
Okay, I do think that's beyond going too far. Try to imagine that there had been any example of a public office holder who spoke to a rally just before they went off and set fires. I mean, right before it happened. And in other words, he said, I want you to march into Westlake Center and to start breaking windows. I want you to march into the mall in Santa Monica and start breaking windows and looting. And the president didn't quite do that, but it was awfully close. He said, I want you to march to the Congress of the United States and basically interfere, because otherwise why are they going, with a constitutional process where the very date is mentioned in the Constitution in which the vice president is participating. And or if any Democrat had simply spoken about injustice and how horrible it is, and we have to fight it, and we have to do everything we can, we have to fight it, and we have to be strong, and we can't be weak, and we have to fight it, and we have to fight it, and we have to fight it. And then moments later, people marched out and looted and burned things down. And by the way, it's not true that Democrats were silent. Some were. Some tried to excuse it. But for instance, for the president-elect, he was asked about it again and again during the whole summer, and he was always expressed opposition to defunding the police. That was not something that he supported. And there's also Jim Jordan, who was very effective and did a great job floor managing for the anti-impeachment forces this morning. Jim Jordan of Ohio, who is tomorrow, I believe, he's getting a Medal of Freedom from the president. He said this. This is clip 7.
It needs to stop, because if it continues, it won't just be Republicans who get canceled. It won't just be the president of the United States. The cancel culture will come for us all.
Okay. The cancel culture that he's talking about has to do here And with part of what people are concerned about is big corporations now saying that they are no longer going to renew their contributions to candidates who try to overturn the results of a legitimate election. And look, I have what's annoying to me is that people speak all the time about big corporate contributions. I think it's great if corporations stop donating to politics altogether. There's too much money sloshing around politics. And the more big corporations do that, the less impact the individual small donor has. And it's again, hard to me to say that, oh, that's outrageous. Or given the fact that there are on social media very, very well advertised policies against encouraging violence, I think they ought to extend those policies more and include entertainment that encourages violence or celebrates it or justifies it in some way. Again, if social media decide that we don't want to feature this on our site, or if they want to decide that Parler, which, by the way, if you look at some of the things that they objected to, there are real problems with what Parler was doing. So to say cancel culture, in terms of cancel culture, taking people who have performed at jobs and are then losing their jobs because of a merely political position they're taking, that stinks. But that's not what's involved here. What's involved here is lying to people repeatedly and again and again and again about an election that occurred. It is unprecedented in American life. We've never had a defeated candidate who did it before. And now we have never had before a president impeached a second time. That just happened. What happens next? We will get to that issue and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.